You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Penns Valley. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In October, we stopped at the Old Gregg School in the Penns Valley town of Spring Mills. Today, Penns Valley Conservation Association President Jim Zubler and the new executive director, Andrea Farrick, talked to Tom Doman, one of the early leaders of PVCA.
How did you come to Penns Valley? What's your story?
I arrived in 1979, and what brought me here was the allure of Penns Creek. I was in Pittsburgh. I used to drive up here to fish Penns Creek and some of the other streams. The drive was quite long, and I decided, why don't I just live here? And I was very fortunate to be able to do so.
Can you give a little bit of background of how you became involved with the organization and how long you were with the organization?
My involvement with PVCA began in the mid-90s as a member of actually Trout Unlimited.
We also have Andrea Farrick, and she joined us in November as Executive Director of Penns Valley Conservation Association, our very first. Let's give her an opportunity to kind of, you know, give an overview of her first year.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's been a great opportunity to stand on the shoulders of the organization, and PVCA is a really active member-based organization, and it's an amazing integration of people from all different backgrounds. If you look at the demographics, 35% of the youth here in Penns Valley is actually Amish, and similar numbers for families that might be more conventional, having established here for centuries. And then just about a third of the population here as well is, you know, people that, like Tom, like myself, have really been inspired by the sense of community and the opportunity to really work in a local economy that has clean water as its backbone. I've talked with one of my neighbors, Raymond Fisher, and he lives right on Elk Creek, and he's a spokesman for taking care of the stream. Every time I go to get yogurt, says, taking care of the stream is the easiest way to make sure that your yogurt tastes good. You know, he understands that connection.
Leading by example is so important. I had the pleasure of meeting Raymond in a number of capacities. One is a farm service agency inspection of his farm, and he's one of the most progressive farmers anywhere. He's got an amazing operation there, and he's excited, he's enthusiastic, he loves the land, he realizes that connection between land and water and human health and resources, and it's just a shining example, and what a way to begin a long-term engagement with the other parts of the Amish community. I think we have a wonderful example and a partner in that.
It's all about relationships. It's how we relate to each other. It's how we relate to our water. It's how we relate to future generations. And I'm going to do my best that I can to keep listening, to tell people stories, to tell the stories of the waterways and the ways that people live here.
Andrea Farrick, Jim Zubler, and Tom Doman. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.